nightmare for people that had to try to prepare for him because he had unique skills.
Just go get the quarterback. I felt sorry for some of those poor tackles that came in and had to go against him because they didn't realize what they were getting themselves into.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
Lights out.
Attacking the cornerback is just like you devastate a city, or you cream a multitude of people. I mean, it's just like you put all the offensive players in one bag, and I just take a baseball bat and beat on the bag. So each time he came over there, I tried to tear his damn head off.
Let's play some football. Let's play some football.
The pressure is on. This is Off the Edge on Tide 100.9.
Focus on what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Think about that. Don't think about how you feel, how tired you are, how hot it is. You got to push yourself on the field when you're playing football.
It's my honor to present the national championship trophy to Coach Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
To me, this is the ultimate team. All these guys bought into everything they needed to do to be the best players that they could be. There's more togetherness on this team than almost any team that we've ever had. And they had to overcome and persevere so much adversity through this season, and they've done it magnificently. And I'm so proud of this group for what they've been able to accomplish in going undefeated and winning the national championship.
Streaming live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and the Tide 100.9 app. Here is your host of Off the Edge, Jacob Harrison.
Hello there, good morning, welcome in to Off the Edge, Tide 100.9, your home for Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Jacob Harrison here with you, digital managing editor of Town Square Media Tuscaloosa. Joe Gaither next to me, brand manager of Tide 100.9. Mason Woods behind the glass, as well as intern John hanging out with us. We are going to continue the conversation on Deshaun Watson and I yesterday saw all that kind of go through. I had a busy day, so I didn't read the article. When I came in, when I got done tracking on Alt, I came over here, door was open, and Joe's yelling about something. Mason's retorting back, and the phone lines are slap full. And I was like, what are y'all talking? What is everybody so fired up about? Oh, Deshaun Watson. Oh, I didn't read the article. Is there like really something in there? I read the article. Oh my goodness. What? Where do you even begin to? There's a moment in the article where one of the masseuses is massage therapist. I don't know which way is the correct way to classify that. But she says, you know, what are you doing? Like, I could ruin you. You're a celebrity, and a fantastic football player. You're rich. You have the career. You have, for all intents and purposes, and it's mentioned in the article, and I'm glad that it was pointed out. Deshaun Watson had a flawless track record coming out of Clemson, right? This was the kid whose house was built by Warwick Dunn, right? Whose mom worked like three or four jobs just to keep them stable even after the house was built. You know, a dude that, you know, honestly
took down Big Bad Bama.
He did. But you know what else Deshaun Watson didn't have to deal with despite his athleticism? He didn't get a lot of stereotypes that a lot of black quarterbacks get.
You're right.
He was praised for his accuracy, his arm strength, and his athleticism all in one go. Now, did he fall further in his NFL draft than he should have? Yeah. But I think about that. You know, the same stereotypes that plagued Lamar Jackson, that plague almost every black quarterback that comes into the NFL, not named Jameis Winston because he's not overly athletic, is Deshaun didn't have to deal with that. And he came in and was instantly the best Texans quarterback in their short history. Instantly. Tears his ACL, and it's heartbreaking for the NFL. Comes back, leads them back to the playoffs. I mean, dude has it all. And it happens all the time. Because in reality, even the 53rd man on the roster, you know, he has it all, too, compared to us. Compared to us, you know, middle-class guys that work our 9-to-5s or whatever, you know, they have it all. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to play a game. You have it all. And that means you have access to certain things that other people don't have access to. You have different temptations that many of us would not understand. I don't think I'll ever see a massage therapist in my life, right?
Oh, get a massage. It's good for you. I mean,
I don't think there's not going to be some sort of temptation there, right? I mean, it's not a luxury that I think I need, nor one that I can afford, right? So sure. It is what it is at that point. So it's very easy for, and this isn't me defending Deshaun Watson, it's very easy for us to say, you know, well, you know, it's a massage. That's what you're paying for. You're not paying for all this other. The bizarre factor is ramped up by an innumerable factor when it is 66 women. 23, now 24, is already a massive number. Truth be told, one is a massive number. Regardless of your personality that shows through as a football player, regardless of your elite ability as a quarterback in the NFL, one is a massive number. One was a massive number for Ben Roethlisberger. One was a massive number for Jameis Winston. One is a massive number. 66, I can't wrap my head around. I can't begin to understand what is going on in the mind of a Deshaun Watson in that time. Because the closing of the article is I believe the only quote from Deshaun Watson that isn't transcribed from the court case directly is him saying, I don't know why we're here. I don't know why I'm being interviewed. I don't know why these women feel this way. I just don't know. And that is the lamest thing I have ever heard. Because at one point in the article, there is reference to him not giving a damn to the expertise of the massage therapist. You are a multi-million dollar quarterback. You are one of the best in the NFL. And you're telling me you don't care about the expertise level of someone who is going to put their hands on your body? You're kidding me. Antonio Brown cares about who puts his hands on his body. And he is all but clinically insane. Make it make sense. How does the golden child, like, think of the other golden child players in the NFL at his position. A Trevor Lawrence, a Tua Tagovailoa, a Mac Jones, a Kyler Murray. Like these dudes are Josh Allen.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is a good one as well. Imagine, though, these guys that
I'd lose my brain as a Bears fan if he's letting any amateur touch himself, touch him, work on his body.
Exactly. That is akin to having your brother who just did one-hour class on how to train a football player and being completely okay with going out onto the field with him and some cones and running through some drills.
Well, let me ask you
this. As an NFL player.
Yeah, if I watch a YouTube video on how to repair your car engine, Can I go work on your car?
No, I work on your car.
I'm going to work on your car. I mean, it's going to cost you a whole lot less, but I'm prepared. I'm qualified. right? YouTube show.
According to YouTube, you got the YouTube certificate that you were able to. Bro, listen. To that point, it was a couple of weeks ago. I had to change the brakes on my car, and I watched a YouTube video, and didn't have all the tools I needed, and did not have the time to do the job. So I put the wheel back on the vehicle, took the brakes back to O'Reilly's, and I went to a shop and said, y'all can change my brakes because you'll do it in 30 minutes. Because that's what professionalism is. That's why people get paid to do services, right? It would be just as similar as the Houston Texans walking through this door right now and saying, hey, we need a quarterback, Jacob. You want to suit up? I know how to throw a football. I know what offenses look like. I'm 6'3". I'm over 250 pounds. I have the mental fortitude to be able to understand what to do. I didn't win a national championship at Clemson against Alabama. I wasn't a first overall pick. It's mind-blowing.
Something I think that has not been talked about much throughout this whole situation is what happens to Baker Mayfield?
Baker's on the Browns. He's playing for the Browns this year.
No,
yes,
he's
he is.
Not.
He's playing for the Browns this year if he wants to play football because they're under contract. They get no one's trading for him. No one is trading for him.
No one's trading for them for him until there's a catastrophe. This is true. If Josh Allen, because I'd hate to see it happen, if Josh Allen, you know, went down for the season next week during minicamp, they're calling the Browns. They're saying, what do you need for Baker Mayfield? Because Baker Mayfield keeps them in playoff contention. And I strongly, strongly believe that. But if I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm letting the Browns wade in this one. That franchise, and it's true. This is like you talking about the Packers. If this had happened to a Packers quarterback, you would be just as, yes, burn, die, you know. But all biases against the Browns aside, the fact of the matter is that this franchise, Jimmy Haslam, what's the name of the head coach? Kevin Stefanski. These guys had a quarterback good enough to take them to the playoffs. Win a Super Bowl, who knows? Had a quarterback good enough to take them to the playoffs, had a defense. They had built a franchise that has not finished higher than third in its division since its reinception, except for one time in 2008. They brought that back to the point where people looked at their roster and said, that is a team that can win a Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? And for them to blow that up by being one of the many teams that seriously considered bringing in Deshaun Watson before he was not charged in a court of law, which, first of all, shame on that. If it was done in a dirty manner, which the article suggests. I'm all for innocent until proven guilty. Okay? If Deshaun is found innocent and this 66 number is nothing more than a fable, then it is what it is. He'll never be able to really get away from it. But it is what it is at that point. The problem is for Deshaun, and the thing that I don't think he'll be able to get away from no matter what is the fact that good journalism exists. Jenny Vrentas? I'm trying here.
Vrentas, you got it.
That is the best Big J journalism I have read in a long time. And here's what a lot of people say, and it's even quoted in the article, is we would be foolish and absurd to some degree, I'm not quoting directly, to take the accusations of anonymous folks too seriously. Here's the I open up the curtain a lot. Anonymous sourcing is the backbone of good journalism. Because when the truth is the truth, and anonymous sources can back up the truth and it still shines through, that is the mark of a fantastic journalist. Hard news, sports, or otherwise. Investigative or otherwise. It's part of it, right? You trust what you trust what Adam Schefter puts out. You trust what Ian Rappaport puts out. And on a day where both of them break the same news 10 times, they both generally have the same sources, but all of them are anonymous unless stated otherwise, and we accept all of it as truth. The same happens in hard news. This is a sports story. It is one that will be analyzed by our news media departments in our sports classes at the University of Alabama in Reese Pfeiffer Hall for years to come. I would love to be in a Tom Ehrenberg class, by the way,
yes,
with him talking about this.
Yes.
Dr. Ehrenberg, if you're listening, I would love to be in that class.
Little ethics, one, what is it, ethics 301 or something?
I bet,
ethics,
oh my,
the 323, I think it was what it was.
The discussion's going on in his ethics class right now. Oh. But to be, and to brag on a lot of the professors there, you know, I'm sure there are many who just are looking at the job that that Ms. Vrentas has put together here and saying, this is a mark. This is how you do it. This is how it works. But when it comes to the overarching point of the entire thing, there's something that to me does not make a lot of sense, and it involves the Houston Texans. We'll talk about that next here on Off the Edge. If you want to join the conversation, you're more than welcome to 205-342-9904. I'm Jacob Harrison, joined by Joe Gaither, Mason Woods, intern John, here on Tide 100.9, your home for Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Tide 100.9 presents Movies in the Park. It all happens at Government Plaza on Saturday nights for free. A family-friendly free event. So be sure to bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and even coolers, but no alcohol. Food trucks will be on site. All brought to you by Pepsi, Tuscaloosa Tourism and Sports, and First Baptist Church of Tuscaloosa. This Saturday, June 11th, features the movie Finding Nemo.
Okay, first, find your exit, buddy.
Yes!
Okay, Squirt here will now give you a rundown on proper exiting technique.
For more details and a full movie lineup, swipe open the free Tuscaloosa Thread app.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy at times, a few passing showers and strong thunderstorms are likely this afternoon and tonight. The high today, 88, the low tonight, 70. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days with widely scattered showers and storms. Highs between 87 and 90. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
We aren't going anywhere. Off the Edge is available in the podcast center on Tide100.9.com.
Sitting here trying to figure out if I could recognize the band on instrumentals alone. No, I'm not. No, can't do
Seek
it.
Seek and destroy.
Temple of Void. The song's called Behind the Eye.
I've never heard of that.
They're the next great metal band, Temple of Void.
It's a good name. Good sound, too. I mean,
it was a pretty cool song.
The riff is really good. I'll have to look into Temple of the Void. Movies in the Park. It's this Saturday. Finding Nemo is what we are going to watch, provided it, you know, doesn't rain. But nonetheless, I love Finding Nemo. I hope you do as well. If you need something free to do this weekend, it's completely free. You can bring your own cooler, just no alcohol. You can bring your own food. You can do whatever you want to come out, have a good time free at the Government Plaza this Saturday at sundown. There will be vendors and food trucks there as well if you want to do that. But I know, you know, gas is expensive, food is expensive, restaurants are expensive. This is completely free, and it's a good time to have with your family to watch a good movie. It'll be at about 8 o'clock. When the sun goes down is when the movie will start. But I'll be out there. A lot of our friends from Town Square Media will be there as well. Cato from Alt-1017 and 95.3 The Bear and 105.1 The Block, because he is on every station here.
The Block is hot.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there. So come out, have a good time. What does not make a ton of sense to me is the Houston Texans' role in all of this. I don't know if there was some change in management that I'm not aware of. It's pretty widely known that Houston's owner, I can't think of his name, but is one of the... He's on the Dan Snyder side of the scale.
Janice McNair, co-founder and current owner of the Houston Texans. She assumed the role after her death of her husband, Bob McNair.
When did he pass away?
2018.
Okay. Yeah, that was the guy with the inmates and asylum comment during the Colin Kaepernick days. Okay. I wasn't aware that she had taken over at that time. So with that being the case, she's been the owner since the start of the Deshaun Watson thing. So since, you know, he got there. In respects to that, what really confuses me is the fact that the Houston Texans organization, now, of course, people that are under ownership, under management, you know, whatever, they can do things behind closed doors. They can sneak around. They can get things done for players that aren't supposed to be done. How do you think players break the rules all the time? But I don't understand an organization enabling this behavior by giving him a hotel room, giving him an NDA to give to these massage therapists, and ultimately enabling the behavior all the way around and trying to cover it up. But then when the allegations start to pop up, when Deshaun, or even before Deshaun had the allegations start to come out, he asked for the trade before the allegations started to come out. When Deshaun asked for the trade, they're like, you're not going anywhere. You're stuck here, dude. And for the past well over calendar year, Deshaun Watson has been a Houston Texan, but has not even considered playing it down for them. It does not add up to me whatsoever that the Texans would be implicit in what he was doing, but also not go to bat and defend him. I mean, don't enable him.
You have your head of security drop off an NDA in his locker. Like, it's like, I don't know. That's another weird part. Your head of security just like, here's what an NDA looks like, dude. It's very weird to me to have that as, I don't know, it is drop it off in your locker. So right. Who else knows? Who else in your locker room knows that, like, hey, Deshaun, why is this weird? I mean, you got an NDA. I mean, like, if I'm a teammate and I see that, maybe I'm not calling him out because he's the quarterback and I'm probably a grunt.
Right.
But I'm thinking, like,
but if you're J.J. Watt.
Yeah, if I'm J.J. Watt,
if you're DeAndre Hopkins,
I'm probably thinking, dude, what's going on here?
If you're Dwayne Brown, I mean, like, I'm just trying to Whitney Merciless. There's a ton of dudes. Kareem Jackson was there for a while. You know, ton of guys that are like, dude, what are you doing? You know, now, I mean, Brian Cushing went through his problems with the Houston Texans as well. Nobody really stepped in on him either. And maybe the answer to that is the fact that it was just the head of security looking out for Deshaun and it wasn't somebody over him. And when the Texans learned of what was going on, that's when they separated themselves from him and said, we're not going to enable this. But it also doesn't feel like that's the case based off of, you know, what we were able to read in this New York Times article. It feels more so like, because somebody has to sign off on things, right?
Yes.
I mean, somebody has to sign off on the hotel room. Yes. Somebody has to sign off on the legality of the NDA. And NDAs, how naive do you have to be to think that that's all you need to do what you want to do behind closed doors? Because, again, speaking anonymously or using the court system, Deshaun, you ever watch Daredevil? The whole first season is about a woman going around her NDA to prove the corruptness of a corporation. Are you serious? Like, we have entertainment that shows that is not a bulletproof thing.
Let me ask you about the hotel room real quick. Like, okay, the hotel room was apparently not in his name, and as in the New York Times report from Jay Verentes, she says that it was in an athletic trainer's name.
Yeah.
So, do you think the athletic trainer knew it was in his name?
Had to be.
Exactly.
And if he does, he's implicit.
Exactly. And so when he says, we need hotel rooms to facilitate massages in your name, or what for Deshaun Watson to use at his leisure. Okay. And then he says, why is he using them? Oh, well, he's getting massages. The athletic trainer says, well, I've got a team of massage therapists over there down the hall.
Yeah.
Like, what's, like, this all doesn't make sense. If everybody is saying, oh, we didn't know. Oh, nothing's nefarious. Like, that doesn't make sense. There's way too much smoke exactly. around.
And that's the thing about the 66 number is because you can look at many a sports journalist that have went through and have had discussions with other past players, active players. How many massage therapists have you had in your 12-year career? Two or three. Like, having a private one, especially for a franchise quarterback.
Makes sense.
Fully understandable. You ain't going to a hotel for that. You're going to her place of business because she is a tenured professional. Or she's coming to your house because you're paying her a ton of money. And she is your own personal massage therapist. And she doesn't cater to other clients.
Every aspect of this case is something strange. It's something out of the normal.
But it feels like...
And Deshaun is framing it like, what's up? This is all normal. I'm just getting a massage. Like,
homie, you don't get massages by 66 different people over a 17-month period.
I tell you what, I have been to massage therapy. I've been to a massage place three times. The same place. I don't local place. If they want to be a sponsor, I'll shout them out. Great experience, honestly. But like, you know, I'm not an athlete, and I'm not a professional. Like, my body's not professional. But like, as someone who's like, oh, I don't really know much about massage. Well, I went to the same place all three times across the span of like 3 or 4 years because they made me feel comfortable and they like it seemed like a very professional setting and okay, everything was on the up. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's just super liberal with his body and super comfortable with his body, but I don't want a lot of people touching me, even if they are beautiful women. Like, beautiful, yeah, like on the surface, that sounds fun. Yoo-hoo. But like, once you get like,
you're my personal space.
Right, right. Yeah. Once you get, you know, the people that say, oh, meaningless sex is meaningless sex. And like, I hate it all the time because, you know, no connection. No, like, if that's what I don't understand it. I want to build a relationship with somebody who's okay. I know that every time I see Joe, his shoulder's acting up. His shoulder's got, you know, I gotta dig into this shoulder. Like, no, you have, he's basically having to, or he's basically coaching these unlicensed massage therapists on here. I need more in the shoulder. Actually, I need more in my glute, deeper in my glute, deeper
deeper. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Legitimately deeper. It's bizarre, too. Like, because when you try to think about it rationally as a human being, there are alternatives.
Massively.
When you are, like, I get it. You're Deshaun Watson. You can't get on Tinder. But
he can.
I mean, you can. But, like, Deshaun Watson is objectively
a
very good-looking guy.
Yes.
And he has a girlfriend. If you don't, if she's not doing enough, dude, you are a multi-million dollar quarterback. You know, there are certainly ways to get your fix. In the Me Too era, are we serious? Where we have seen countless careers just thrown off the rails. I don't know, like, his embarrassment level, you know, that's because that's one of those things. It's like maybe he's too embarrassed to you know, offer for, you know, to have meaningless sex with countless women. Maybe he's embarrassed by that, by his upbringing or his religion or maybe those types of things. So he feels better about rationalizing it in his head because he doesn't do it in practice, rationalizing it in his head that I'm supporting black women in business.
Jesus.
Because that's something that is written in this article and is one of the most despicable things. It's in a text message. I'm trying to help black women and their businesses. You don't have to like it when I say it. Black women are some of the most marginalized people in our country. And for him to use that as an excuse to justify where he's going to do what he's doing. I got two words for him and I can't say them on the radio.
Like, idiot.
Like, it's not acceptable. It's beyond unacceptable. Like, every frame of this is the most despicable way that you... There's no good way to go about it. Don't get me wrong, but it's the most despicable way you could have went about it and the most stupid way you could have went about it. Because, good Lord, like, when I watch... I don't watch, like, real crime stuff, but, like, when I watch TV or hear about things like this, I'm like, you idiot, you could have done this. You know, like, it's not... Like, I don't break the law, right? I just don't. I barely speed anymore.
Right? Good for you, Jacob.
I mean, not to pat myself on my own back, but I'm
it ain't worth the trouble, usually.
Exactly. I'm getting old and tired, and look, speeding tickets are expensive. I don't want to deal with it, you know? But at the same time, like, when you are, just step back and analyze the situation. Watch a TV show or two. Listen to a podcast.
There's a reason they call them dumb criminals.
I mean, goodness. And you've got millions of dollars.
Literally the world at his fingertips.
Exactly. Like, we say that all the time, right? Like, people said it after Mac Jones had his DUI. Anytime any Alabama player gets in trouble, you know, I say the same thing. Dude, you've got the whole world. You've got the whole world in the palm of your hand. You are literally living the dream that many of us in this room wish we could have done. Exactly. What the hell are you doing? You don't have to ruin your life because you're into some freaky stuff behind closed doors, dude. You don't. We live in an internet age where that stuff can get catered to easily. It is bizarre, frustrating, infuriating.
I had a friend, and I'll get you to respond to this. I had a friend while discussing this over the last couple of weeks saying, well, these women most of them were unlicensed massage therapists. Most of them are going to a hotel room or meeting them at an undisclosed location. He says, that tells me they know what's up. They know what's up.
No, that is very much a... Well, she's asking for it.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but I want to just get your response to that. They know what Deshaun's asking for. They know what's going to happen. They know what's going to go down.
No, they're massage therapists. That's what they think they're going to do. There is an episode of Friends where Phoebe's brother goes to her massage parlor, and he expects the same things that Deshaun did. And when he gets smacked around and Phoebe comes in the room, he's like, I thought that's what you do. Because he's an idiot. He's actually dumb. He can barely string two sentences together. It's his entire character. The therapist is prepared to do massage therapy. That is it. There is, if you want that, then be upfront about it. Because we've seen these text messages in this article.
No, yes!
I'm supporting black women in their businesses. I want to take care of you. I'm going to buy 30 bottles of a $40 product off your shelf so that I can take care of you. Here's $5,000 so that I can be a permanent client for your business, so I can take care of your business. There's a difference. There's a difference between Phoebe's brother being an absolute idiot, being scarred by television to thinking this is what massage therapists do, and there's a difference between not being upfront about what it is that you're wanting. Because
it's still solicitation, but do you think it would have come off better if he had said, "Oh, I'll give you ahead of time. I'll give you an extra $1,000, extra $500, extra whatever the number
for these
is
services,
for
yes.
XYZ." ABC.
At least then you're dealing with prostitution. You know what I mean? Like, at least then you're being open. There's consent here. We're not reading about
Bobby Kraft action.
That's somewhere where I want to go with this too.
Sure.
Because the fact that Deshaun is going through this, Robert Kraft should too. I don't know if his case should just be revisited or what. We glossed right on over that.
Powerful men with money.
We made memes and jokes.
I mean, if we
think he's a billionaire, but Deshaun's got billions too. Like
I was just about to say, if we think Deshaun Watson has a lot of money, Robert Kraft has a lot of money.
Yes.
I just saw $8.3 billion for Robert Kraft's net worth. Billion with a B.
That's a license to do whatever the hell you want to, isn't it?
Yeah, and let me read this real quick as you continue. I believe, and I'm double-checking myself, I believe that Robert Kraft's case was thrown out because the evidence was obtained in an unlawful way. I think, let me make sure.
That is...
Yes, saying they couldn't go forward with the case after courts blocked the use of the video that allegedly shows him paying the massage parlor for sex. So you get off on a technicality.
That is horrendous. Because that would be like throwing out Deshaun's case because there's NDAs and they're not actually supposed to tell this reporter about it. And that's 66 women who don't see a form of justice if Deshaun Watson is guilty.
Prosecutors decided this week, this is week of, where's the date on this? 2020, September 2020. Prosecutors decided this week not to appeal the decision to the Florida Supreme Court, saying a loss there could have broader and negative implications on future law enforcement investigations beyond the Kraft case. God, that sounds like some money influence.
Doesn't it?
God, that sounds so terrible.
But like, that's the same thing that's going, not the same thing, but it reminds me of what's going on with Deshaun's case, where the defense attorney and the DA or Mason, you knew about this, where there's too much communication between these people while they're like A, going against each other, but B, you know, they're working together to get this guy out of here, right? And there's a serious problem with all of this. You remember Dalvin Cook a couple months ago?
Mm-mm.
See, exactly. Adam Schefter got out ahead of Dalvin Cook with his domestic assault or domestic abuse or domestic violence, whatever, case. So when the victim in Dalvin Cook's case came in just a few hours afterwards, there was a story that was set to go. Dalvin Cook's agent messaged Adam Schefter, "Hey, Dalvin Cook is the victim here. Tweet that out."
Oh, yes.
Yes. So the case isn't even being revisited, right? Like, people are buying their new number 4 Dalvin Cook jerseys. No thought to what's going on with him. There's a serious problem with athletes getting away with these types of things. Like, you know, we have a very easy time about memeing these kinds of things, right? We have an easy time memeing the Robert Kraft thing to death. And then No Justice comes out, and it's like, well, we all remember it. We totally know what happened, right? Ben Roethlisberger got off on his. You got a lot of flack for it after he passed away, but Kobe Bryant got off on his.
Mm.
You know, like, what are we doing? What? Just because you got money?
Powerful men with money. Golly. And you saw it.
These are 66 people that had to deal with this nonsense.
Two Americas, man. Unfortunately, we're on the wrong side of it for now. Maybe one day we'll make it big. And when we do make it big, we'll make better decisions.
I mean, that brings us back to the start of the conversation, too, though. This was the guy. This was the guy with an unflappable personality who gave his first game check to workers inside NRG Stadium who were affected by the hurricane in 2017.
Is it just a case, and I know we're probably up against the break, but is it just a case of Deshaun Watson being so talented at football and being so excellent, you know, that he's bored and just looking for something to challenge him, something to get his rocks off, something to, I mean, you know.
I saw a short segment thing on NFL Network a couple of years ago where he like went to another country or went on a series of trips to other countries during the offseason, you know, to have something to do. I mean, like, and to learn about those things. It was a cool little biopic on him, you know, showed his personality through whatever. I mean, there's any number of ways, you know. He could have had one experience with one massage therapist who was willing to do what he asked, and he's like, oh, they'll all do it now because I'm Deshaun Watson. I mean, who knows? It's sickening, no matter which way it is, because it's, I mean, it is. It's the Me Too era, dude. Like, we all know about consent. We all know about the word no. We're adults here.
It's unbelievable.
It's sad. We do need to take a break before we come back and close things down here on Off the Edge. Tide 100.9, your home for Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
Follow Off the Edge on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for live streams and instant analysis. Off the Edge with Jacob Harrison continues.
Back here on Off the Edge, Tide 100.9, your home for Alabama Crimson Tide sports. One quick reminder, Movies in the Park this Saturday at sundown. We're watching Finding Nemo. Bring the family out. You can bring your own cooler, your own drinks, your own food if you want, but we will have vendors there and stuff for the kiddos to do as we wait for the movie to come on. Hopefully the weather will stay away. I guess the best place to finish on this is, first of all, while we were ranting, Baker Mayfield has been excused from mandatory minicamp for the Cleveland Browns. If I didn't make it clear earlier, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I don't play it down for the Browns. I don't care. You wanted to give this guy with this, all this going on, and apparently even more, $230 million guaranteed instead of me, who helped bring you out of that depth of despair, that depth of mediocrity and pitifulness that you had been in since 2000. Screw you. I'm not playing for you. I'll sit on my roster spot and take what paychecks you'll give me. But no, not doing it. As far as Deshaun Watson, I don't think he should be in the league anymore. If he is found guilty, if he is not, that's what the legal system is for. That's why I thought he was going to get to play, is because things went the way that he wanted them to. But if there was corroboration that led to his ability to be free to play, what are you going to do? Rich people with power, right? You ever had power and not gone mad with it? It's boring. Nobody listens to you. It's one of my favorite quotes from the Simpsons movie. come on. It's blatantly obvious. Cowboy. Let's get to Cowboy. Cowboy, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. This Deshaun Watson thing's interesting. I heard you guys talking about it, but the take on this guy is he's got a serious problem. And Roger Goodell talks like he's all about equality and what's right for people and this and that. Well, Roger, we're going to see where you are on this one, buddy, because I don't believe this guy should be playing. I mean, a guy in his position, he can get some ladies now. He don't have to do what he's been doing.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, Roger talks a big game, but never backs up what he talks when it comes to situations somewhat like this, I don't think.
Yeah, we'll have to see. When there's very little optics on things, he tends to be a little bit more in favor of the player. But when there's video evidence, those types of things, and then he lays down the hammer of the law. But, I mean, if Calvin Ridley is barred from the NFL for a year for a $1,500 bet, if Deshaun Watson is found guilty, he should never play a down of football ever again.
Yeah. Do they have a woman that's not going to cave, you think?
I think they have 24.
Yeah, there's 24 women that are on the case right now, but 66 total of interaction. I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe one or two or three, but when you got that many,
here's the thing. Ben Roethlisberger, he went through the ringer, right? Was guilty of one. The other was not a thing that happened, right? But yet, most people to this day still believe that he had to deal with two. So the fact of the matter is that, yes, from time to time, there are people that come after people like Deshaun Watson and try to get into their bag and take some money off of them. But where there is smoke, there is fire. And, I mean, the black cloud of smoke that is over Deshaun Watson right now. I mean, the dude is burning. He is burning. He is on fire. There's no way you could come up with these numbers. I believe in strong journalism. And what I read in the New York Times today and what many people read yesterday, you don't make that kind of stuff up. you don't bring that many sources together to make a story like that, and it's not factual. So,
Well, he might have a final verdict, happy ending.
All right, Cowboy, I got to run, buddy.
All right, be good.
Oy, boy. Well, at least the Cleveland Browns are going to suck.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
That had to be my one Pittsburgh Steelers takeaway from this, is that, hey, Cleveland's going to suck again. It's all good. I'm Jacob Harrison. That's Joe Gaither. Mason Woods behind the glass. Intern John, you're going to have to forgive me. I forgot your name again.
Hardy Graham.
Hardy. Intern Hardy. He's got to be furious because I remember the other intern's name. I'm better than this. I'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. for more Off the Edge here on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy at times, a few passing showers and strong thunderstorms are likely this afternoon and tonight. The high today, 88, the low tonight, 70. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days with widely scattered showers and storms. Highs between 87 and 90. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you for listening to